All right, you heard the music. You know what that is. It's a happy hour, quick shot, where we go 10 minutes. Me and Andrew rant about a Saints topic. Andrew, what's the number one law of Saints off-season news after May 1st?
Do we even need to remind people? I feel like we
No, I don't think we do. People were mad at me on Twitter. They're like, it's all your fault. I'm like, it's not my fault. I don't make the laws. I just repeat them. The law is if they have the Saints news after May 1st, it's going to suck. And it sucks. Mark Ingram got suspended for 4 weeks for failing a PED test.
Now, it's not over yet. May 16, there's a potential appeal. And I mean, he's probably going to get suspended, but it could get reduced to 3 games. I mean, that happens sometimes. And so I don't know. I feel like we need to wait at least until May 16 until we know more.
I mean, I was seeing people on Twitter saying that it was like he didn't file paperwork for like an exemption that he had and all this. I mean, I don't know. But then again, I read right before we started that that it's done and they're just waiting for the written thing on May 16th. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But let's just assume that he's going to not play 4 weeks. How does that affect the Saints' running game? Does it mean more carries for Kamara? Does it mean more throwing? Does it mean somebody like Boston Scott or Edmonds is going to get carries? Like, how do you think it goes?
Well, I think the main problem is that, I mean, first of all, the Saints have to start fast. Like, you look at their schedule and they play the Browns, the Giants, the Falcons, and who am I forgetting? Oh, the Bucks. So, you know, they've got to be 3-1 at least to start, maybe even 4-0 because of how awful the schedule is after that. So, you know, it's nice to have on hands on deck for that game, and now they probably – or for those games, and now they likely won't have Ingram. So that's a problem. I mean, as far as on the field, my main concern – I mean, Kamara can – he's definitely going to see more snaps. And, I mean, there's an argument to be made that, if anything, Ingram statistically held Kamara back a little bit. You don't want Kamara to get hurt, so you want to limit his snaps. But I just think at the end of the day, you know, if Peterson hadn't been there early in the year and Ingram hadn't taken snaps away from Kamara, his rookie of the year stats would have been even more off the charts. I think he can handle it. I think he'll be fine. The only thing that gives me pause is – so. In between the tackles, I mean, I think Kamara can do that. I mean, you worry about the wear and tear, but he's shown amazing balance. He's shown he can run in between the tackles. But he's more of a receiver, and what he hasn't shown is pass blocking. And so Breeze is getting hit a bunch, and they need to buy him more time. There's no running back on this roster that can do what Ingram does. I mean, maybe Lasko, but I mean, Boston Scott is 5'8", 5'7". So he's not going to be the answer there. Trey Edmonds, I just think he's young and inexperienced. I don't think he can fill that role. So that's the thing I think the Saints really lose is just that third down pass protection that Ingram gives them.
Well, I mean, in theory, they're playing the Browns and the Giants 2 of the first 4 weeks. Those should be games where they're in control and it don't matter who's getting carries at the end of the game because they should be comfortably ahead, you know?
You would hope.
Not that it would be like a Buffalo situation, but I mean, if it's a 24-14 game with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, you can give Edmonds a series or two. You can give Boston Scott a series, you know, and it's not that big of a deal. Here's the thing, and people get on me, you know, they got on us last year, right? When we were worried about Fairley and Unger and those injuries. And here's the thing. That why this sucks, even though he's not hurt, which I guess is at least one good thing about it, is you want to get to September when you play Tampa that first week. You want to have your full complement of players and it be healthy, right? Because then once the real season starts, the injuries are going to hit. And if you're down one of your really good players, you're already in a bad spot. I mean, look, Kamara gets an ankle twist and he's out for 4 weeks. If you had Ingram, you'd be like, they have Ingram. They can make it work. Now,
there's Kamara no margin for error. Yeah.
Kamara gets a concussion like he did against Atlanta, the first series against Tampa. Suddenly, you got Boston Scott and Edmonds and freaking you're dialing up Tim Hightower that Tuesday. Yeah. you know? So that's the problem. But I joked also too, one scenario, this might bump Kamara up to like top three for fantasy.
No, I was saying he top pick overall. This might, I think Kamara could easily be the top pick in fantasy leagues with this news.
I mean, I don't think the Saints have ever had anybody pick number one. I mean, even Drew Brees at his peak, quarterbacks don't go high in fantasy, right? So
there was a time where they did, but yeah.
Yeah, but once leagues went to like 4 points for touchdowns, they didn't. Deuce was pretty high up. He was like top five for a couple years. But here's the thing. I'm going to lay out the best case scenario for this happening. The best case scenario is about 10,000 fantasy football league players die because they're stampeding to the waiver wire the Monday after the Tampa game to get Boston Scott because he went for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns in mop-up duty. Like, that's the best case scenario for it. We went through the worst case scenario.
Let's make sure he makes the roster first.
Or it could be Edmonds, you know?
Yeah.
But what do you think is a realistic sort of thing that's going to happen for 4 weeks?
Oh, I think the most realistic thing is that Kamara, which will be very unlike Sean Payton because we know he loves the back by committee. I think the most realistic thing is that they just pound Kamara into the ground, knowing that Ingram's coming, and if Kamara needs week five off I think the bye week is after week five, right? Is it after four or five? Redskins is after week five.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I could see the Saints, if after week four and Kamara's tired or a little dinged up, I could see them just week five saying, all right, Ingram, you're back in. We're going to lean heavily on you. Or even just continuing to lean on Kamara with the idea that the bye week's coming and he'll get a week off to rest.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think it'll be – well, I mean, look, Willie Snead missed time, and it totally fucked up his season. Mm-hmm. And he was in a similar situation. Ingram's in a contract year. The thing that really bums me out about this, Andrew, is
– it happened to Vaccaro too, didn't it?
Yeah. The thing that bums me out about this is if Ingram would have played the whole year, he would have broke all the Saints rushing records this year. He, like, you know, because if he's healthy, right? Now he's going to miss 4 weeks. Now he's got to get, like, 900 yards – and a certain amount of touchdowns. Like, it's not totally that he'll make it, and he may or may not re-sign with the Saints. So this really bums me out.
Well, there were some reports hinting that the Saints were maybe going to trade Ingram, and that he was thinking about holding out before this news.
For who? So, what are they going to trade Ingram for? Who wants a 28, 29-year-old running back as good as Ingram is?
I don't know, man. He had 1,000 yards and he was in the Pro Bowl last year. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, if the Saints got a 6th-round pick for Adrian Peterson last year.
A 4? They could get a 4 for Ingram.
Yeah, easily.
Would you take a 4? I would not want a 4 for Ingram. I just want him to play out his last year. Like, I get that you got to be ruthless the Bill Belichick way, but there's some guys, like, I just, you know, you're trying to win. If you're trying to win now.
Yeah, I wonder if Sean Payton would go full Le'Veon with Kamara and just be like, you know what? We're just going to play him until the wheels fall off. I just don't feel like that's very prudent for a 16-game season, and Sean Payton's never done it before, but I don't know. I mean, unless he just loves Edmonds and he's like, yes, he can be our number two back. I think you need Ingram on the roster. They need Ingram to be successful, in my opinion.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction, and then we're going to get out of here. Boston Scott is going to have one 25-yard run, and the headline in the Times-Picayune is going to be Boston TD Party after the first preseason game. That's my prediction. Our quick shot is done.